Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 listeners, and welcome, callers. I see we have several callers, so I'm going to get to those right away. I'm just going to introduce the show, so welcome again. It is the Gifted Whisperer Angel Empath Show. I am your co-host. I've been doing this show out of Colorado for quite some time, and I'm here to help people. And I do make a living off of giving readings. My co-host is Angel Empath, Deb. I'm going to bring her right on, and then we'll get to the callers. I'll do the callers as they come in. I'll do a 478 first, as far as an area code, and then a 617. So again, my name is Marlene. I am Gifted Whisperer at giftedwhisperer.com. And here comes Deb. At Angel Empath, when I can get the computer going, here we go, because we have Mercury retrograde, but we're here to help. Are you there, Deb?
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
Happy
there.
Friday.
You know
how
what
are
I'm
you,
gonna
love?
Do? You know, I know, right? Joy, joy,
right?
Joy. I think what we should do before I bring on the caller, because I want to make sure that we have the a most harmonious, congruent, coherent kind of a place. So let's, I'm going to repeat, I'm going to do it just once. I have the assisted code for, I'm going to say combating Mercury retrograde assisting frequency. I'm going to just say it before I bring on the caller to make sure that we don't have any blocks in the way. So the code provided by Anahata Frequencies, anahatacodes.com by Holly Hallowell is 5 668 2976 982. Okay, I feel better. Okay, so I'm gonna. Do you feel better, Deb?
Yeah, I worked on that one last night a lot.
Yeah, I felt it coming in too, and a lot of people didn't know what it was when electronic equipment and communications either bust or get funny. We can blame it on our astrological retrograde on Mercury. So I'm going to call in the caller now that we're cleared up and we're good. We need to help people in a clear kind of way. So welcome, 478 prefix. How are you today?
I'm fine, and this is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. How are you doing?
Hi, Patricia.
I'm well. Hello, ladies.
Yeah. Are you better than the last time we talked to you?
I don't know. I talked to you ladies before.
You haven't called before?
I don't think so.
Well, that's fine. If you didn't, you didn't. But we had another Patricia call that sort of sounded like you, so let's see what that's about, because that's of interest.
Okay.
I take. Yeah, I don't think anything's an accident. So if I thought you called in, there's
then
probably
I called,
some connection.
Probably called in. Okay.
Well, no, no, I don't think it's that weird. I don't think it's that strange.
Nothing is strange.
But I bet you have some similar needs or things. So let's see. Let's see where that goes. So do you have a question for Deb, Deb or me?
Both, if you can provide me some insight. But my question is, I am currently seeing this guy named Ricky, and I just needed some insight to see if this is worth me continuing to pursue in 2016.
So spell his name. Is it I E or Y?
I C K Y, Ricky, R I C K Y.
Okay, so it is a Y. There's no strange or unusual spelling. Is that correct? Okay.
No, that's
okay.
Traditional spelling.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Deb, before we start giving her some assistance?
No, you go ahead. I'm actually asking. I'm trying to feel.
Okay.
I'm questioning why she's questioning.
Okay, say that again.
I'm questioning why you're questioning.
Oh,
because,
yeah, I like that.
Because, you know, because right now he's not communicating with me, but we've been seeing each other since June, and he usually gets his little things where he just needs his space. So I just needed to know, you know, if this is going to be worth pursuing.
Yeah. So
it is times where he just goes cold because he tells me
yeah.
he just needs some downtime or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm going to rephrase the question back to you because you already have, I think, an intuition that you're ignoring. And that's not even what you asked me about. Because I think that you, in your deepest heart of knowing this, I think you know the answer to this question. And I think the surface excuse of needing downtime is just that.
Mm-hmm.
So well, how does that resonate with you when I say that?
With me? I you know, sometimes I need time away from people and just isolating and things. So I kind of understand that. But at the same time, I still kind of reach out to my romantic partner just to say hey and hi or whatever.
Right. Right.
Right. You're keeping the communication open, but he's closed it off.
Yeah.
He's already made the decision. And you already know the decision.
Okay. So he's made the decision to move on.
He's just made the decision to close the whole conversation. I don't know if I truly understand how people want to have time away, but once they
mm-hmm.
stop talking and they say that, I'm feeling like he's just kind of backing away because he doesn't know how to handle his own feelings in this situation,
mm-hmm.
and it probably
mm-hmm.
scares the devil out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's backed away because he has to figure out, and he has to learn to accept love into himself. And I think the way I feel, he's had issues loving and getting loved.
Yes.
So
he had some issues growing up. His mother, he was in foster care, and it wasn't a good relationship. Got back with his mother when he was maybe about 9 or 10. And it's just not, they just never had a good family relationship, even with his sisters. You know, there's no really love between them.
Right, and he carries that with him, which is going to interfere with him in any relationship until he learns
mm-hmm.
to accept love of his self, and then to learn to accept love, even if it's just on a close friendship level right now for you two,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
pretty much where he's at. And I understand how you feel about wanting to just communicate and say hi. I think that's totally appropriate, but also be prepared if he doesn't come back with the same response you might want him to have.
Okay.
Just because he's in this place. He's stuck with an old baggage, and he's not let it go. And until he does, he can't change.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last thing I would say to wrap up with that, which is why Deb and I work so well together, is we kind of make a nice complete story for people, is I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it would require a lot of education and patience. And in a sense, it's not your issue, not your problem. But if you want to get involved,
yes.
Be clear. It's not yours, it's his, and you would be helping. And you have to understand, well, do you want to take on that role, or are you the one to take on that role? So it's a little mucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. It's a little bit muggy to me because I don't want to take on that role, but, you know, I wouldn't, if we were seeing each other, I wouldn't mind trying to help him work through those issues, but he has
right.
to want to work through that
right.
baggage and let it go.
There you go. So
okay.
you got it. You tune in
okay.
and trust yourself, too, because I think you have a sense of something also that got lost in the past, and if you can hold on to that for yourself, and be more empowering in yourself, then this question to you would have been just crystal clear right off the bat, you know, when you ask yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that baggage he has is his family issues?
Right. It is.
Right.
It's within himself, too, though. He doesn't yes. know how to love because he never got love. And that's
yes.
what's in
and
his
and
past.
And the people who were his foster parents, they did some pretty nasty things like burning with masks and different things like that. So he doesn't trust, and he doesn't know how to love and that kind of thing. So
I understand. Those are the kinds of situations when people are ready to accept someone into their life, then they will choose to go get help and work mm-hmm. through it. And I think it's a good thing if you truly care and just want to help this person because you want to help him, that's one thing. But I think you're taking on something that it's going to eat away half of you. And you have so much to give to other people. And there's someone out there for you just sitting there waiting. I can feel it. That you won't have to do anything to, that you'll be accepted. You'll accept each other as you are. And even with baggage, you can work through the baggage together. And that is one of the beauties of being in a relationship in love, is when you can accept each other as you are, then you learn to work together on things that you'd like to change about yourself, but not for anybody else but yourself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Very much so. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Have a blessed day.
I want to give you one more tidbit because I want you to be clear on where this is coming from him. Go to my website, which is giftedwhisperer.com. It's all one word, the word gifted whisperer. It's WHISPERER.com. And just go to the one page on my website that says the story. And I'm positive that you will resonate with that story. It happens to be my story, and it's so awful that I have to say it in third person, meaning the story. Mm-hmm. So instead of me saying, by the way, hello, everybody reading this, it's my story, it's so awful I have to separate myself from it and not be connected to it as you turn lemons into lemonade, so to speak. So look at that and look at what gift I got out of that upbringing, because he then also has to discover that for himself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
No.
Bye.
Hey.
Okay. You there, Deb?
Yep.
Okay.
That was awesome.
So we had that was awesome. I don't know if she hung up, so I hope so, because you're not going to believe what just happened.
No, what?
Well, I don't hear any noise, so we're okay. I have a great idea, though. So here's what happened. So there was another person I had just mentioned, their area code. God, I don't even remember what it was. I want to say 678-487-478. I don't remember what it was. Okay, so I'm sitting here. Of course, it's Mercury retrograde, which affects electronic equipment, which it did last night. I'm sitting here, and my computer turns off, but says it's restarting to configure updates for my computer. So it's 25% complete, but everything is still running in the background. The only thing I can't do is literally see the screen to access this other person's phone call that I just mentioned. So here's my idea. I'm going to give, because I'm sure we're on and everyone can hear us. this is too funny. So I'm going to give... I'm going to give the listener that's calling in that I had mentioned their name or their prefix or what is that called? Area code. It's called an area code.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them my cell phone number that I'm on right now, and I can access the text message. And then we'll give them yours, too, if you like, just so that
–
because we can do this. We can do this. We can actually answer questions. And my computer is almost done.
15 days. Because
this is
truly, last night was my epiphany. Serious epiphany.
These, I bet. And these challenges are coming for everybody, not just my computer. I've heard it all over the place. Right?
So give
us a call
her number.
Text, because I'm on it, so you can't call. So you're going to text your question, because I can't get to the email. So text your question. Isn't this funny? Text it to 303, that's the area code for Colorado, 518-5050. That's my cell. So let's just give that a few minutes here so the listener can text if they can, right, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then my computer says, by the way, for the people in the background in the abyss here, it says 95% complete on its updates. So then I can re-access the actual computer profile to get the people.
For the love of Michael. Yes.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And I just gave the Mercury retrograde assisting frequency so that this would not happen, and it did.
Right. Well, we need to say it 7 times. So
yeah, what?
Before
I can't even access it.
I know. I have it somewhere. But anyway, while we're waiting, let me look at the Mercury retrograde frequency that'll help you vibrate and resonate with Mercury. So when things happen, you just learn to roll with it. And trust me, us two have been, I would say, more like shipwrecked into this week. So I think a steamroller, maybe. I'm not quite sure how to describe the actual occurrence, but it did happen. So also feel free to text me at 303-882-4032. Any questions you have, and I am going to look this up.
Yeah, see, isn't this funny? I gave the Mercury retrograde frequency to someone today, and where I wrote it down, I lost. Now, that's exactly what happens.
Right. Well, honey, that's just the way it's supposed to go. It just goes with whatever you think. Sometimes it just kind of goes the opposite.
It does. Hey, you know what we should do?
You
have it? Oh, good.
Yeah,
say the number, and then I'm going to ask you to call your angels in, because we need some angel help. But say the number for sure.
Okay. The number I'm going to say, everybody needs to write it down and say it 7 times. And then you just thank the creator and say, so it is. That's how you do this. It's kind of, you place your right hand over your heart and your left hand palm up. You're receiving from the left hand, receives from above, the divine. And then the right transmits into. So all healing is done pretty much. People use both hands, but more times than not, your right hand will do the healing, and the other, you're the vessel, so the left hand connects to the source. So the number is 928-327-928-496. You repeat it 7 times, so we're going to do it. 928-327-928-496. 928-326.
Okay, wait one sec. Before you do it one more time, what is that?
Grasshopper.
What frequency is that?
It's a grasshopper frequency.
A grasshopper?
It's a totem, yes. I'm giving it to you for peace.
Excellent. I'm adding this
in with Mercury. This is not Mercury.
Okay.
This is where I was guided to go. I just flipped up the page and I said, let's do this one. So
excellent.
I'm thanks to, again, Anahata Codes and Holly. I'm just going to do this one today because I think all of you are pretty much on the same page. So we're all too. So this number is grasshopper's frequency, which is also a good omen. And it also helps you take leaps of faith without having fear. It helps you move forward without looking at what without just feeling horrible or feeling bad or being scared to death over these things that aren't working or happening when you think they're supposed to happen. And it gives you the wisdom and ability to move through anything that comes your way. And it also helps you know that without taking leaps, you'll be missing the greatest reward. And it's like having luck on your side, because grasshoppers also vibrate as a good omen, opportunities, and optimism. And leaping over obstacles instead of having to suffer through them. So this is what we're doing today. We're installing grasshopper. So I'm going to say it out loud again. I'll start, and then we'll write it down. You guys write it down once you read it, and then you say it to yourself 7 times, just like I said. So we're going to do a grasshopper, and then I'll tell you the frequency for Mercury so everybody can kind of resonate with it so there are not so many issues. So grasshopper is 928-327-928-496. 928-327-928-496. 928-327-928-496. 928-327-928-496. 928-327-928-496, 928-327-928-496, 928-327-928-496, 928-327-928-496. And so it is. Now, here is Mercury. And this will help too, and then you'll understand.
I just found the Mercury one too, if you got it.
Okay, you, go ahead. I've got it too.
Yeah, let's make sure it's correct since my computer blew up. It's
yes.
And the spaces
five.
Are important. So 5 space, 668
yes.
space, 2976 space, 982.
Correct. Now we say that
okay,
7
good.
Times.
Okay.
5, 668, 2976, 982. 5, 668, 2976, 982. 5, 668. 5, 668, 2976, 982. 5, 668, 2976, 982. 5, 668, 2976, 982. And so it is. And what this
yes.
does is... Go ahead, girl. You got it?
Yes. I'm just sort of hallelujahing over here on my own.
Okay. So the other day, we were all kind of in this really serious emotional space. And I know there are so many people out there that are going through highs and lows right now. And it's very difficult with all of this great shift. So I'm going to read just a brief snippet of what Holly Hallowell, who is the who does the Anahata Code, this was gifted and channeled to her. So basically, it just helps you to truly, you kind of like ride with Mercury and you flow with it instead of, you're on a wave on the surfboard instead of the person that's stuck under the curl. That's basically how I see it. So when something comes up, you're going to be healing old stuff. You're going to see old stuff. It's going to come in your face, like really in your face. And sometimes it'll be a little bit more gentle. But right now, it's just basically bringing out the stuff that we need to clean up, projects we need to finish, helping us to get a fresh start so we move forward without baggage. And you can kind of look at it that way. It might not feel that way, and trust me, I'm right there, but it can. Communication is another one. You might say something to someone and they're going to take it totally wrong. And they're going to get upset, probably get pissed off. And you're not going to understand why, but it happens. Because of the energy or the actual emotion that they're feeling at that very moment. So there's a lot of things with retrograde. And you can look it up online anytime you want to find out how to survive Mercury retrograde. Take it away, girlfriend.
Yeah. Now, my computer, of course, did something I've never seen it do. So it's like I just might be getting a hovercraft in a couple minutes and flying to Mercury to fix it myself. I'm serious. It happened to you and I last week, and I've never seen anything like this. So it's just freaking out. So I'm going to give my phone number one more time because I actually can multitask, and my phone is working. Now, last week, my phone was broken and the computer was broken.
That's
true. I'm going to give my text, and I'm hoping we're still connected to the show, even though my computer's connected, and we almost have to be, or else I wouldn't be talking to you because you didn't call me, you called the show. I'm just talking to myself. So let me give you the phone number again to text me a question, and we'll answer you that way for the next 6 minutes because the show will go off in 6 minutes. Okay, so my cell phone and my text availability here, because I don't have any messages coming in, again, is 303-518-5050. So if you want to text, because we can't access email right now. I guess, yeah, right? I know, right? That's what I'll, anyway, so if anybody wants to call in, or don't call in, just text.
We'd still love to hear from you, but you know what? We may just do this again next week.
Well,
and we'll keep doing it until the rest of the grade's over.
Well, definitely. But I want to let people know, because we do have 5 minutes, that if you did call today and somehow you're not being able to connect or you got hung up because my computer, you totally can. However you contact people, people have their own ways these days. If you want to call and ask me the question, call Deb or ask her the question or text us or get any of our contact information on Blog Talk Radio, feel free. If you had your own epiphany and figured it out on your own, which our listener, Patricia, I think was right on the nose there of figuring it out, then maybe you'll wait till next Friday because we will do it every Friday. But we did promise that we would be here, and in fact, we are sort of here. So I'm going to give your website and my website to for people to contact us because of this, and let them know that we are living the metaphor of Mercury retrograde. It has these bumps and glitches in it, right? My website is, it does. My website is gifted.com. Oh, now this is how, who's doing this? Okay, now this can't get any funnier.
Now what?
Okay, so 857 is calling in on my phone. However, I can't answer the phone because my phone is connected to the computer. So 857 Massachusetts person that just called me, if they can hear me, because it's just too funny. You have to text the question because I can't answer you because I'm on the phone. Oh, this is getting so comical. We're just going to do stand-up comedy, you and I, instead of...
I actually think Lucy and Ethel is on the road show. Absolutely. So we're just going to go on the road, folks, and we'll do healings in between. But anybody that wants to, you can reach her at giftedwhisperer.com.
Give yours
my
now.
Website is angelempath.com, but right now it's not connected because I'm redoing it. So you need to email me at STAROF as in Frank, LIGHT, that's Star of Light, at Comcast.net. You can reach me there as well. For a question for myself or for Marlene after our quirky day today.
Uh-huh.
And we will try to get more. Next week, we'll both be tuned in on the computer. So if one goes down, the other one will be up.
Right.
We'll try it that way.
Well, I know. And my computer, I'm telling you, is like the black death screen. So, but again, we're still connected, you and I. So we have to hang up for sure after 2 minutes, you and I, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
But don't call me back
because I won't call you.
I don't want anything else to be recorded because it should be recorded now. But anyway, this is too much fun. So
I know.
We have 2 minutes left of the show before we hang up. Oh, the lady says 90 seconds. So I'm just going to ask Deb to give us some angel healing as we go out because we need some help. Oh, God, do we need some help? So give us an angel healing. Oh, wait, look. Right. I'm getting so excited. There's a text. Okay, let's see. Who is this? I don't know. What are you saying? Oh, gosh. Okay, so someone, day 57. I love it. What do you see for my job? I've been having some problems. Okay, a lady on, she's having some problems with her job. What do you see in the job? I love this. What do you see for my job? Oh, man, that's
she's
a good one.
She's having trouble with her job. But
yeah,
again, I say...
Yes.
Text her back, because if she's asking the question, then she already knows the answer.
Yes, she might. I'm going to connect 857, and I'm going to text her back, because we have 30 seconds to close out. So you give us some angel healing, and then
I will.
Oh, Annette. Hey, Annette. Annette's the one that's calling. That helps. Annette and the job. I'm getting something
Annette.
With location. Yeah, something with location. But you give us some angel stuff, and we're going to hang up in 30 seconds. Give us some angel stuff, whatever that means.
That I'm just wrapping you all in a ball of beautiful, cover yourself in beautiful pink sparkling light. And know that every one of you is divine in nature, and everything is going to be okay, regardless of how crazy it might feel right now. And trust me, we're all right there with you. Because I'd like to drive somewhere to a beach and stay forever.
That's
but I
right.
know that we can't do that because we're here to do a job because that's what we came to do. So anytime you start to feel stressed, it's one thing I do is just wrap myself in pretty colors. And the other day someone told me to heal with a rainbow waterfall. Well, I couldn't get the colors right, so I did Skittles instead. I had a Skittles rainbow waterfall. And I was covered in Skittles, and I thought, okay, this is cool. So
that's good.
You know, yeah, I just have to go, you have to go really far out sometimes. And, you know, for a long time I shut mine down because I was always in straight-faced professional go mode.
Yes.
Just know that you have an angel, all of you have angels right now on your back, on your
yes,
side.
Yes, we're sending you angels. Angels to everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Take care. I love you. Bye.